Good afternoon. A large area of high pressure is dominating the weather picture across interior New York and New England, keeping it dry with a good amount of sunshine, especially in the Hudson Valley across into southern New England. To the north in the mountains, a few flurries and snow showers around, and especially toward Lake Ontario, downwind of the lake. We do still have some lake enhanced snows going on that could add up in the snow belts, but really just some flurries and scattered snow showers as you head away from Lake Ontario. Temperatures today will climb into the middle and upper 20s, with some spots reaching the 30-degree mark. Clouds will increase gradually tonight as a weak disturbance heads our way from the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. This system does not have a lot of moisture with it, and as it arrives tomorrow, skies will be cloudy with the chance for some light snow showers. Temperatures will drop back into the teens tonight and make it back into the 20s to around 30 tomorrow. By the end of the day, some locations could pick up a dusting of snow, but very few, if any, locations will receive even up to an inch with this next disturbance. Skies will clear out on Sunday night, and we'll have a dry day Monday with a mix of sun and clouds. Temperatures will make it back up toward the 30-degree mark. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a developing storm in the middle of the country. Clouds will increase on Monday night, and as the storm approaches, we do run the risk for some snow first thing in the morning on Tuesday. However, the track of this next storm appears to be to our north and west, and through the eastern part of the Great Lakes and southern part of Ontario. On this track, milder air will flow into the region, and any snow on Tuesday morning will change to sleet, freezing rain, and just plain rain. The transition will take place in southern locations early in the day and finally reach the Champlain Valley in the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont by the end of the day on Tuesday. Snowfall accumulations will highly depend on how much mild air flows in, but right now amounts look minor south of I-90, with the mountains picking up a fair amount of snow before changing over. High temperatures will average in the mid-30s. Milder air will continue to move in Tuesday night, and a good chance of rain overnight into the morning on Wednesday, then windy and turning cooler during the day. After starting out in the mid-40s, temperatures will drop back into the 30s. This will leave us with a dry, cold end of the week with a mix of sun and clouds both Thursday and Friday, highs in the mid to upper 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level low over the eastern Pacific will continue to slowly weaken and move onshore over the Pacific Northwest. A plume of moisture will stream into California and across much of the Northwest through the weekend and into the first part of next week, resulting in rain along the coast and a wintry mix of rain and snow along the higher terrain further inland. The Rocky Mountains and ranges from Idaho to northwest Wyoming can expect mainly snow, possibly heavy at times, over the next few days. Winter storm warnings remain in effect for parts of Washington State, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming, where heavy snow could add up to 1 to 2 feet, with localized amounts across the higher terrain of over 30 inches. And a powerful windstorm over the Bay of Biscay, North Spain, and southwest France has been producing wind gusts over 90 miles per hour over coastal sections of Western Europe. More strong winds and rain are expected throughout the day today. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy, mid-30s. Boston, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, lower 30s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with flurries and highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high, 61, set in 1991, and the record low, 13 below zero in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 7:06 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:13 p.m., 9 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Becoming mostly cloudy with a snow shower possible in the mountains today and highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 30s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers today and highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 30. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 30. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with light snow showers, a dusting possible, lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds near 30 on Monday. Snow changing to sleet, perhaps freezing rain, then just plain rain from south to north on Tuesday in the mid-30s. Morning rain, then windy and turning colder Wednesday, starting in the mid-40s, then temperatures will fall during the day. And a mix of sun and clouds both Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid to upper 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.